This afternoon at 6:10, it's the Concert Calendar, a rundown of this weekend's entertainment choices with the hardliners, Rhines and Grego, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Monday morning, the entire Ticket crew, myself included, Rito, Grooms, we'll all be at Super Bowl. We'll miss the smiling faces of Jeremy and Jimmy for the week, but we'll all be at Super Bowl, and we'll be doing our show from the Super Bowl starting Monday morning. We'll also look back at the weekend, after which the Mavericks will have stretched their winning streak to 8 by Monday morning. We'll have an 8-game Maverick winning streak by Monday morning. Now we throw it over to... Now you say, wait, 11 o'clock? This is a weird clock they're doing today. Well, that's because we're doing today on the Ticket the clock as it looked and the hosts as they looked back in 1994 when the Ticket signed on. And that would be the hard line from the Hard Rock. Gentle people.
Norm?
Hi, Rhines. How are you?
Doing fine, Norman.
Good. Did you transport Andy Panda safely to the Hard Rock?
Actually, I handed him off. I'm assuming he got here.
All right.
Hopefully he did. All right. I'd hate to know that something untoward happened to him along the way.
Me too.
I mean, he's an institution around here by now.
Yeah.
So how you doing today?
Several people should be institutionalized around here, but that's another story. I'm doing great, yeah. Rhines. How
that
are
is
you?
Another story. I'm doing great.
Good. How's your partner in crime?
Wonderful. Oh, the Hammer's doing magnificent.
It's great.
And we are ready to roll here. It's going to be a very, very big day.
You know, he's down from sledgehammer to ball peen hammer in size. Have you noticed
that?
Yeah,
he is. He is.
You what, Hammer?
Hammer's
you are
looking strong
good.
These days.
You are looking good. I'd regrow the mustache, Greg.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so. I'd regrow the mustache.
Considering that.
Yeah.
The only reason I shaved it off, don't you, Norm? When I went snow skiing,
yes.
It was snowing so bad that it would gather up in there and freeze, and it was like I had an ice pack on me at all times. Seriously.
It's snowing like a motherfucker.
And it was, too, let me tell you.
Rhines, do you snow ski?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, I don't. I fear the ski.
Me too. I tried once.
I haven't even done that, but I may this year. I may before long.
Who are you going to be working with after Ryan skis, Grego?
I think Ryan's can do it.
Think so?
I think he can do it, yep.
Hey, well, you guys get to kick off the big birthday celebration at the Hard Rock.
Yes, we do, and we are down here at the Hard Rock. And as we look down, we see a table full of guys who we know for a fact were day one listeners. Now, we can always tell who is and who's not. There are a lot of people out there who will tell you they were, and they really weren't. And we know.
Our detector goes off.
Right.
Now, if that table doesn't take you back 10 years, nothing will.
Oh, my. I mean, you're talking Delwinar, Mark and Euless, Limerick Man, Taxi Robert, Huge Tony, Dr. Matt, who, by the way, is probably 130 pounds less than he was in 1994. Very nice. You know, you're reaching the point of gaunt. You know that, don't you? Anyway, these guys were all, in fact, and here's a couple right over here. Hey, you boys need to sit at that table, too.
Sounds like the cast of Oz.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, these were all...
Well, most of those people have done time, though. Most of them have.
That's true. Most of them would fit in very nicely on Oz. Especially Huge Tony when he comes around to male nudity in the shower. Yeah.
It's going to be fun, though.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of things going on out here at the Hard Rock today. We've got a lot of people who are going to pop on. A lot of stories to be told, not only while we're on watch, but all throughout the day. And I'll tell you what, I can't tell you how energized and adrenalized I am by the whole day today.
We can tell it in your voice.
You know what it's really going to turn into, Rhines? I figured this out. It's going to turn into a drunk fest.
Could.
That's what it's going to turn into. It's
could.
It's going to turn into just a drunk fest.
Could very easily.
Before I go, I have one quick request. It's of the Mavericks. Please, we are not a good defensive basketball team. We try a little better at that end these days. Please, on national television Sunday, please, when the Mavericks are back on defense, do not play the theme from Jaws. We do not play the theme from Free Willy if you want, but not Jaws when we're on defense.
Well, hopefully they will adhere to that request.
Hey, you know what Delwin R's got on down there, Runs? He's got on an original Ticket t-shirt and an original Hardline cap.
Boy, he sure does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
And John C's got on an original
Ticket sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you guys have a great time at the Hard Rock, and I'll see you a little later today.
All right, Norman.
Okay, guys.
This is the Ticket. You say it's your birthday. It's our birthday, too. Live from the Hard Rock Cafe. Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket, is 10.
So let's celebrate. It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Happy birthday to you.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Happy birthday to you.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Not all of you are singing.
I'm so high.
93, what a year. The Ticket then went on the air. What a day. Oh, say, how much did Nui weigh? Entertain, bring the pain, go insane, make a stain. Ticket started sports talking. P1 started chick stalking. Competition, superstition, norm, fact. He's black, perfect pair, fun, fun. You won. Norm says Frito, Jimmy Jair, comb across his hair. I only ask one time. Give to me some birthdays. Give to me line four guy with the hard line.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Happy birthday to you.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Not all of you are singing.
I'm so high.
Our station birthed 10 years ago, back when Jim was still with Bo. 5 years I have done a show. Thank you, Rocco. Sterminator, Jimmy C and Psycho Dave. Bag of nothing, hey now, Harry Ape groups. It's been 10 years, drink a beer like Frank the Tank. Now?
Now.
Oh, yeah, I hear
you. It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Happy birthday to you.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Happy birthday.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Not all of you are singing.
I'm so high.
The time is 11:02. Here. America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket, is almost, but for all practical purposes, 10 years old today. Warmest greetings, Tickheads and Ticket Chicks. You are listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we will be here for the next 3 hours and then some, talking sports and all that implies in that way that we do over hill and over dale. You know, we had a few requests to do the old show open, and nobody emailed it to me. And
Dr. Matt had it, and he sent it to me on my voicemail, and I just haven't had time to tell you. But Dr. Matt had it down.
Damn it.
Everybody. He had it down.
Damn it. Damn it.
Damn.
I knew if anybody would, you would.
He had it down. I just didn't have time to share it with
him. He's disappointed. Look at him.
Oh, yeah. He's pissed.
That's right.
Well,
anyway. Well, you want to get up here and do it? Why don't you get up here and do it? Come on. Come on. Get up here and do it. Get the clothes off,
it's going to be
bitch.
Very willy-nilly today.
So it is going to be very willy-nilly today. Just roll with
this. This is our day, okay? So
yes.
You can't get on us for anything.
All right. Here he is, our good friend, Dr. Matt, the official dentist of the Hardline, a day one listener.
You want the whole opening right now? The whole opening.
Well, I
want
to finish introducing you first.
Okay, sorry.
He is one of the many P1s that we've gotten to know quite well over the years.
I want to know how y'all got that table already.
Mark of Euless.
That was
he can
you.
Get it, he can get here at 9:15, 8:15, 7:15. He can get into any building, I promise you. Yeah.
That's a man you need to know then, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Oh.
See, I figured that was something you overthought.
No.
About a month ago.
No, but we were here early.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Because you guys do have the pole position down there.
Absolutely.
And you should. You guys should have that table.
Hey, if anybody needs that table, it's your voice.
I know. It is.
But don't get cocky about it, okay?
Okay.
Don't get cocky on
it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, back in 1994, you weighed how much?
Three bills plus.
I don't want to keep harping
this
on
is a this used to be a triple, the double XL, and now it's a medium.
You didn't weigh three bills plus.
Yeah, it was about three bills.
Were you really?
Yeah.
And you weigh what today?
About 191.
Wow. Incredible.
He had enough cut off that coat that he can make you a coat out of it.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
At least Jordan would.
Well, what would you like for us to do? Would you like for us to start the theme over? And
go ahead. Start the theme over.
Okay. Hit the theme, Expo.
Don't hang.
I'm not going to tank.
There's more people listening. There's more people listening to Big Chance, man. There's more people listening now than was in 94.
I know there is.
The hard line.
And what have we here? Well, it's another day of hard time with the hard line with Dr. Matt. That would be me.
Mike Reiner, that would be me.
Greg Williams, that would be me.
Spreading our own unique, beatific brand of jocular edification over Hill and Dale. The telephone number, 214-787-1310, 214-787-1310. For those of you calling us by the bat phone, tell Cat that you are on the bat phone. He'll try to move you to the front of the line so as to not to accrue those unwanted daytime minutes. So, Greg Howe, and that was it. That was the show
That's
beginning.
Pretty close. That was it?
That was it.
Wow. You're right. That was the original one.
That was the original show opening.
Right.
Unique, beatific was your two big words.
Yes. So unique, so beatific.
Yes. And That's spreading right. jocular edification over hill and over dale.
Yes. All right. Very good, sir.
All right.
Good to see you here today. Wouldn't be the same without you.
Well, and I appreciate that. You guys have provided great enjoyment for 10 years. And always stay hard.
All right.
Thanks, Dr. Matt.
There he goes, Dr. Matt, the official dentist of the hard line, contributing as he always does. All right, now we have a whole lot of stuff to get to today. And probably what we're going to wind up doing is just winging a lot of this thing, flying by the seat of our pants.
Need to apologize to all my fans out there.
We probably should touch on the little Mavericks last night. We do have the Michael Irvin show coming up today. That'll be at 1:30. A number of our other little buddies are scheduled to join us along the way today. And do we have one next, or are we going to do something else, Danny? Okay. All right. Next, though, we will just sort of... why don't we do the little Mavericks? Let's talk about them a little bit. All right. We'll take a look at their game with the mighty Lakers last night next.
We're counting down the top 10 moments in ticket history. Brought to you by Miller Lite on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Number 10.
This is Prime Time in the Playmakers NFL Special. Deion Sanders.
See you around here.
Michael Irvin. The Ticket will never be the same. This is Prime Time in the Playmakers. Live on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
All day. Yo, who them players making money now?
Yeah, that's us.
It was amazing. I separate the two. I mean, I'm serious. Because football was my real drug. To be totally honest with you, football was my real drug.
Like well, women. What does those other drugs do?
Women was supposed to be your real drug.
Football was your other real drug. Those other drugs
got me through the off season so I could deal with the realities of having to deal with the real world.
Okay.
Coming up again at 12:10, number 9, in the top 10 moments in ticket history, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is 10.